Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's time for Kentucky to pay for its unconstitutional church lockdowns. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I had to laugh when I talked with our attorney who actually wrote this brief, because I'd said, you actually got kind of snarky in this, but you can tell it's like, he is done with this. He is over this. This is the second time we've been to the Sixth Circuit asking for our case for Maryville Baptist Church versus Andy Beshear for attorney's fees and expenses and to be considered the prevailing party.
Yeah. And it's our fifth time before the Court of Appeals. We went there three times to get the various injunctions. We've been successful on getting the injunctions. In fact, this case, Maryville Baptist Church versus Beshears, the former governor, Andy Beshear, and now his son is current governor of Kentucky. He imposed these lockdowns on churches, including threatening churches that they better not meet in parking lot or whatever during Easter Sunday in Kentucky.
In 2020, four years ago. This is still going on.
And so we filed suit. We lost in the district court with the Democrat-appointed judge in the district court. We appealed that case to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And on a weekend evening, we got a 3-0 decision from the Court of Appeals. It was the first preliminary injunction or the injunction pending appeal in this case that was obtained regarding these church lockdowns in the entire nation.
Yeah, do you remember that poor church? They were trying to have services, and there were people in the parking lot with their speakers, I think, on their cars, so they weren't, you know, around anyone else. And the police were still coming up to them, giving them citations for being there, listening to church. And then they were limited to the amount of people that could go inside the building. They just wanted to have church. But yeah, you could go across the street to Home Depot and go get your potted plant.
Yeah. So this actually occurred on Easter Sunday.
Right.
And on Easter Sunday, the governor, Andy Beshears, warned, do not go to church. No parking lot services. So Maryville Baptist Church pastor, Dr. Jack Roberts, set up loudspeakers outside of the church so that people could come to the parking lot. And on Easter Sunday, they came to the parking lot. And they had their windows rolled up. And he preached an Easter Sunday sermon from inside the church. The state police, at the direction of the Kentucky governor, went to the church door to door, car to car.
Knocking
on the windows. Yeah. And they would put a flyer, a citation, under the windshield during the sermon while the people were in the cars with their windows rolled up.
Right, which is going to require them to go check in with the health department, what was it, every day or regularly to make sure they didn't go off.
For two weeks.
Leave the town or anything like that and spread the so-called
COVID virus.
They
were required to immediately quarantine and everyone in the car for a period of 2 weeks. They had to go to their local health department. They had to test daily. And they were not allowed to leave their county without permission. They were not allowed to take public transportation without prior permission from their local health officials.
You know, if you didn't see the government's agenda during COVID, this is a great example.
This was actually stated in the citation.
Mm-hmm.
And the citation literally was so broad that if you had a 1 o'clock in the mornings, Saturday morning, Sunday morning emergency, and you needed to take public transportation, including an ambulance, which would be public transportation, you would need to get prior permission from the health department. Well, the health department's closed on the weekend.
I'm having a baby. Do I get permission to go to the hospital?
You know? This was so broad. It was unbelievable. Mm. But here's the ironic thing, and Holly, you mentioned it. All of these same church members could have driven just a few blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
They could have parked the same cars in a parking lot in Home Depot or outside of an abortion clinic. And they could have listened to the pastor speaking on the radio if he was broadcasting on the radio. So in other words, they could have driven their cars to another parking lot, side by side, windows up, radios on, listening to a Sunday sermon or their pastor preach on a local Christian radio station and enjoy the same Sunday service there collectively in the parking lot.
And no one knocking on their window.
And nobody was knocking on their window. And what the difference is because, well, that was a big box center, a Home Depot, a Walmart, Kmart.
There's no COVID virus there, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Abortion clinics. Those are considered essential. Potted plants, garden hoses, all essential stuff. Abortion, essential. All that was essential.
But not worship.
But not worship. Same people, same message, hearing it electronically over the radio versus outside speakers.
Right.
Different parking lot all combined together. That's no problem because you're in a parking lot that it's essential to be there.
Right.
But the same people couldn't gather in a church parking lot.
Well, here's the interesting part. A different lawsuit, several congregants of the same church, Maryville Baptist Church, sued Bashir. And so this is in addition to our lawsuit. They sued him, the governor, and won. And the Sixth Circuit noted that the plaintiffs obtaining a preliminary injunction were entitled to prevailing party status. And they got attorney's fees as well. So the Sixth Circuit went back to this judge that we're talking about, Judge Hale, and said, you know, rule accordingly.
Yeah, the case is indistinguishable.
And he's refused.
So here's the thing. We filed the first suit on behalf of the church, Maryville Baptist Church,
and pastor,
its pastor,
right,
against the state of Kentucky. And we got the first preliminary injunction in the entire nation for services. We also got an injunction eventually from within 2 weeks from the judge in the lower court, because the three-judge panel in the higher court gave him an ultimatum: issue a preliminary injunction. And so he did on a Friday night. So these other people filed a lawsuit also. They're not even members of the church. They're from out of the area, and they're from another county. They came to that service on Sunday because they knew that church was going to be meeting there, and they were in the parking lot. So they filed suit identical basically to our suit, and because of our injunction, they won an injunction.
Mm-hmm.
So then when the final injunction comes through and the parking lot and in-person service is repealed by the governor, since he realized he had no wriggle room anymore, he was wrong, he had to repeal it, then that group that wasn't even the pastor or the church itself, but people who had come to attend the service, they go to their judge in a different county, and he awards attorney's fees. Yeah, you're the prevailing party. The state of Kentucky appeals that, saying, no, they're not the prevailing party. We just voluntarily withdrew the mandate, so they shouldn't be prevailing parties. Yeah, I know we had the injunctions, but we just voluntarily did it. Well, the Court of Appeals didn't buy it. Said, no, they are the prevailing party, and they win, they're entitled to attorney's fees and costs. So they go back and they get attorney's fees and costs. Our judge then denies us attorney's fees and costs.
And see, I've been grappling with that. How can a judge just refuse to obey what the higher court tells
him? He didn't like us in the first place because
well,
he ruled against us and got reversed.
But you don't just snub the appeal
court. But then he says,
the
case is indistinguishable. Yet the Court of Appeals, when we appealed his first ruling denying it, the Court of Appeals said, well, this is basically identical to the facts of the case that we just ruled on in the Roberts case.
Right.
So basically they were saying, now go back and reconsider it in light of our previous ruling. Essentially, we're going to give you the first shot at this, but we've already given you the roadmap. Just follow the roadmap.
Didn't do
it. And so we would go back down to the lower court, and nearly a year later, we finally get an order from the lower court judge. No, you're not prevailing parties. See you later. Nice knowing you. No compensation at all. So now we're back again to the Court of Appeals, and we're saying to the court, this case is the same.
And I would think the Sixth Circuit would be kind of tired of this as well. So it'll be
interesting
to see what their order is.
I would be tired of this as well.
Yeah.
No question about it. The Sixth Circuit clearly has determined that Maryville Baptist Church and its pastor, Jack Roberts, are entitled to prevailing party status. And It's time for Governor Andy Beshear's executive orders that clearly targeted religious services to be held accountable for their gross violations of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for Kentucky to pay for its unconstitutional church lockdowns. We obtained the very first injunction in the nation at the Court of Appeals in our case representing Maryville Baptist Church and its pastor, Dr. Roberts. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. If you know of issues involving religious freedom, life, or family, feel free to contact us at lc.org or call the number at the bottom of the website.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.